Greetings, everyone. This is Heather Pierce from Black Creek Investment Management. Thanks for taking a little time out of your day. Wanted to give you an update on thoughts with respect to our portfolio and the situation in the world and market today. We often get asked, one of our most popular questions is if we are going into a recession or concern of a recession given the rising rate environment globally, but particularly in the US, why do we have such a high weighting in industrials? And for those that know us well, know that we do long-term discounted cash flows on companies. So we do 10-year DCFs. We incorporate into that a recessionary forecast. And we obviously try and be conservative in those forecasts from the standpoint of obviously increasing the amount of interest expense companies will have, taxes that they will pay. Certainly, we deduct option expense to get to true cash flows. All of these things are elements of conservatism that we add, including pretty slow top line growth. So, not aggressive assumptions for the companies, and we have what we believe are many industrial businesses that are mispriced. That is in our opinion, of course, and we don't have any crystal ball to understand when the markets will agree with us or if they ever will. But I wanted to give you a sense of the fact that we own 12 individual industrial businesses that are classified as industrials. But in our minds, they are extremely different when you look underneath the hood. And that is where active investing, I think, is extremely different from passive, in that when you have a group like industrials, they get lumped into one category, and it's very difficult for a computer to differentiate from that. So, for example, a Booz Allen Hamilton that has been one of our positions for 6 years now, has been positioned as an industrial in terms of MSCI classifications. It is a global leader in AI, cybersecurity, and digitization. So I'll let you, the listener, come to the conclusion as to whether you believe that is what is a traditional industrial company. So that's one example. Another I wanted to spend some time on that has been somewhat of a detractor in the portfolio since we purchased it in July of 2022, so a little over a year ago, is a Japanese company called Mizumi. And we know that we've seen significant increase in interest rates, significant increase in inflation in the broader global economy. And the underpinnings of that are very much tied to what will be much stickier, and that is labor inflation. And how do companies combat labor inflation? Well, they obviously need to increase productivity. And one way that has been proven time and time again to increase productivity is automation. Well, that is a business that Mizumi has been a leader in for many years now. So, Japanese-based leader in factory automation, leader in componentry. They have added on two additional layers to their expertise in those areas, and one is a distribution business with a extremely fast turnaround time called VONA, VONA. And What has been added in the last couple of years is a business that has really transformed the ability for customers and clients to customize componentry, and that is Mevvy. Mevvy enables, in our minds, a market share gain for Mizumi and is a true differentiator because it is a CAD/CAM software, 3D software, that allows an engineer to go into the system and build their own component that needs to be replaced. And why is this important? So, large end markets for Mizumi are automotive, warehouse distribution, lab automation, and what is at the core of their business is really significant engineering talent, highly engineered products and services at a speed which is truly impressive and best in class. They have 80 sextillion, I'll let you ponder that for a moment, parts that they can supply. They have 320,000 customers to date, of which 60% are outside of Japan. So this is not a Japanese-focused company. This is a company that supplies many of the large automakers globally, many of the large companies that have been building out warehouse automation. I'll let you think of who obviously those may be, the large e-commerce players and so forth. And they have increasingly entered new markets successfully. So they've entered areas like consumer packaging with factory automation and even semiconductor manufacturing and fabrication. And what they bring is a solution and a solving of a pain point for their end customers by producing superior elements of limited downtime. You can design a product, design a part that you need to replace because it's worn, and ultimately, Mizumi will deliver that to you in a very, very short period of time. They typically have delivery periods within 24 to 48 hours, almost anywhere that they do business. They are in the earlier stages of launching the Mevvy software, and it is in three main markets right now. They continue to roll that out, and they also see a ramp in terms of new products and new customers with greater density of ordering. So, if we are in a situation where labor is extremely expensive, think of auto and striking auto workers and the cost of union contracts and things like that. In addition to that, obviously, distribution warehouse workers, lab automation, where there's a tremendous shortfall in expertise and properly trained lab technicians. All of these areas are ripe for improvements in productivity and adding the element of factory automation and robotics into the layers of your business. So, this is a company that we have continued to have strong faith in, we've added to in the portfolio, we've taken the weight up over time. It is also a business that is net cash. So, unlike what you traditionally think of industrials having significant operating leverage and financial leverage, Mizumi is in very strong balance sheet position, and we think are very well positioned to gain share in what is going to be a far higher automated and robotic future going forward. They have also had artificial intelligence embedded in their software and business operations for many, many years and continue to do that going forward. So, wanted to just give that clarity as to the differentiation of the names in the portfolio, the end markets that they are attacking and gaining share in spite of the fact that they are classified as MSCI industrials. We believe these are highly differentiated businesses at very attractive valuations and remain very highly with a lot of conviction in these companies. Just highlighting that one for you today. Thanks for listening, and always thanks for your support of Black Creek. We will aim to continue to earn that in the years to come.
This podcast is provided as a general source of information and should not be considered personal, legal, accounting, tax, or investment advice, or construed as an endorsement or recommendation of any entity or security discussed. Investors should seek the advice of professionals prior to implementing any changes to their investment. Certain statements in this podcast are forward-looking that are predictive in nature, depend upon, or refer to future events or conditions. Forward-looking statements are subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from those set forth. Although the forward-looking statements contained herein are based upon what CI Global Asset Management and the portfolio manager believe to be reasonable assumptions, neither CI Global Asset Management nor the portfolio manager can assure that actual results will be consistent with these forward-looking statements. Certain statements contained in this podcast are based in whole or in part on information provided by third parties, and CI Global Asset Management has taken reasonable steps to ensure their accuracy. Market conditions may change, which may impact the information contained in this podcast. Commissions, trailing commissions, management fees, and expenses all may be associated with mutual fund investments. Please read the prospectus before investing. The indicated rates of return are the historical annual compounded total returns, net of fees and expenses payable by the fund, including changes in security value and reinvestment of all dividends or distributions, and do not take into account sales, redemption, distribution, or optional charges or income taxes payable by any security holder that would have reduced returns. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, their values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.